What about the younger patient with AML? Where is venetoclax being studied? Do you see that happening?
Yes, I see it happening. I don't think we are going to use it frontline immediately. There are studies ongoing, but that we'll need to see a little bit more data. Those are a little trickier because the response rate to chemotherapy is higher, so response rate is not by itself a very impressive statistic. Number two, the duration of response, the overall survival is greatly influenced by transplant in that patient population. So to demonstrate the benefit is also a little bit more complicated. Did it come from the venetoclax or did it come from the transplant? So it's complicated, but it is being studied. Now, in the salvage setting, if I had a patient that received standard chemotherapy and relapsed, and I would consider using decitabine venetoclax as a salvage. Even in that context, it is effective, number one, and number two, because there are not too many options that are available standard anyway, it's reasonable to use. You may think, gee, hypomethylating agent for a young patient, would you do that instead of LAG or a MEC or one of these regimens that you use for salvage? Well, we don't have statistics again, but I think it makes sense depending on the patient. Those other salvage regimens are not great, and if the relapse is very quick, they're probably not going to respond because they've already failed cytarabine. So I think that, let's say it's approved in combination with hypomethylating agents, I wouldn't use it frontline in a young patient, but I would definitely consider it a salvage for a young patient.
Any comments on how you think it's working in AML? Dan was telling me that his lab has brought up some issues about maybe it's having an effect on the leukemic stem cells and not just on apoptosis. Any thoughts about how it's working?
Yeah, I think it is getting much deeper into the earlier progenitors. The data is not long enough, and the preclinical data is not sufficient. There's a lot of work being done in many places. But I definitely think that it is getting deep into the earlier progenitors. Is it getting to the initiating cell? I don't know, but it's definitely going to some of the earlier leukemic progenitors.